the Brahma in another canto in his prayers. He says that as one hears with the ears your pastimes, then he begins to smell the fragrance of your lotus feet with his ears. With his ears, he begins to smell. Is that Lord's lotus feet? Begins to. Well, it's only mentioned lotus feet, but the whole lotus, whole form. Mm? Lotus feet, lotus hands, lotus face, lotus navel. Seven parts of Lord's body are lotus-like. Seven parts of the body of the Lord have a pinkish complexion. Mm? Three parts of the body of the Lord are short. Mm? The neck, the thighs, and the genitals are short. Three parts of the Lord are very deep. His navel is deep. His intelligence is very deep. And his voice is very deep. Like that, there are 32 symptoms of Mahapurush described in Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. In that list, seven lotus-like parts, seven pinkish, three this and three that, and his long arms and broad chest and thin vest and like a lion. So Brahma there says, as one hears with the ear, then he gets kind of indication of Lord being around. He begins smelling the fragrance of the form of the Lord, the lotus feet of the Lord. So Uddhava also says, so as one hears, asvadya, having relished this nectar of your vikriditam paramamangalam. Your pastimes, they are paramamangal. Like a mangal arati. Huh? Morning hours are very mangal, very sweet, auspicious, pure. So as they enter our ears, then swadu, swadu, pade, pade. Those sages also in Naimisharanya, they say, oh, we are not tired. Vayam tu navitrapyam. No, we want to hear more. Go on talking, go on narrating, please. Go on, go on. Swadu, swadu, pade, pade. At every step, swadu, we are relishing this. Give us more, more. One more. And so we were in South India, Padyatra. And then we reach Tamil Nadu. And in summertime, and every village that we went, well, wherever, we had big receptions and big prasad, and they would serve us buttermilk. And the buttermilk is called mor. Is anyone from Tamil Nadu here? Huh? Mor is buttermilk? Did I say it right? Mor. So our devotees, we had a lot of Western devotees, and they had learned this word. And they would say, more, more. More, more. More means buttermilk. Give me more, more. Give me buttermilk more. More, more. So as those, our devotees, Padyatra devotees, after walking, 20 kilometers, of course, they deserve lots of more, more. So, so these sages in Naimisharanya Sutta go, swadu, swadu, pade, pade, more. Give us more nectar, not tired. So then Uddhava has said more things, which we are going to skip here. Hey, more time. So the Lord says to Uddhava, well, I think we have to summarize now. That, he's basically going to ask him to stay on in this world. He's going to ask him to, first of all, don't stay in Dwarka. It is safer to be on the road, travel, he says. Traveling. Vicharasvagam tvam tu sarvam parityajya. Sounds like a sarvadharman parityajya. Tvam tu sarvam parityajya sneham svajana bandhushu. You should give up everything. The swajan, your family members and bandhus and friends and relatives, they're binding you with the sneha. Sneha, asha, pasha, sneha, pasha, or the bonds of their affection. They always bind you, these relatives and friends. So, parityaja, give that those connections up. Maya vesha manaha samyak. And let your mind be fixed on me. Samadrik. And have equipoised. Vicharasvagam. Gam is prithvi, this earthly planet. And you travel all over the planet. But then he's also going to say that that you should go to Badrikashram. And you stay in Badrikashram. And ultimately that is what he has done. If you go to Badrikashram, Dham, you will have darshan of not only Badrinarayan, but also who will you have darshan of there? Of Vyasadeva, so that's another. Narad Muni also. But you'll have darshan of Uddhav there. In Vrindavan also there's a Badrikashram. On Prajamandal Parikrama as we go, one day we come to Badrikashram. And there is also darshan of Badri Narayan, Narayan Rishis. And there's darshan of Uddhav there. He was instructed to go to Badrikashram. So you take darshan there. But then he had also wished to stay in Vrindavan. So on the banks of Kusum Sarovar, which is not far from Radhakund, it is part of Govardhan Hill, Kusum Sarovar. So Uddhav stays on the banks of Kusum Sarovar in the forms of grass and little bushes there, hoping that gopis, as they always come there to pick up flowers and make them into garlands on the way to Radhakund, they go there. So Uddhav's wish is that gopis would trample on me, on my head. So he's there in the form of grass. And so he's there, and then he's in Badrikashram. And but Lord has given him lots of association right there and then. As he has come, he has spoken what is popularly known as the Uddhav Gita, Uddhav Geet, like the Bhagavad Gita, Uddhav Geet. And there are chapter after chapter, must be 18 chapters or more. It's only Krishna and Uddhav are talking. Very important. Which also has similar topics, three modes of material nature and Jnana Yoga and Sankhya Yoga, and all these topics are also, they have been discussed by Krishna and Uddhav. Very important. So there are many, many chapters. This is the 11th canto of Bhagavatam for you to study. Please study. These 4 days of recitation of Bhagavatam is kind of coming to close. But from tomorrow, we are doing this hoping that you would develop attraction for Bhagavatam and you would study Bhagavatam regularly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya is a recommendation of in Bhagavatam about study of Bhagavatam. Nityam, regularly. Of course, you may say, I am pretty regular. Whenever Loknath Swami comes, once a year, I'm regular. I'm there. Once a year, that's also regular. That's also nityam. Like some people, to the temple I go regularly. Every Janmashtami I'm there. But every day, those who come for Mangalarti every day, that is also nityam. You could call that also nityam, regular. And once a week is also regular, and once in lifetime, once in a year, that's a regular. So we are encouraging you should all have sets of Bhagavatam in your homes. I do see lots of the members of our congregation, their homes are decorated with Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita is there. Which Bhagavad Gita? Yes. Oh, you have Bhagavad Gita, yes? And I have, and it is kept as it is. Bhagavad Gita, I have kept it as it is, I have kept. As it is, Bhagavad Gita. It is as it is. From the time I purchased, it is as it is. So that's not the idea. So have Bhagavad Gita, have Bhagavatam. You should have all the books of Prabhupada. Whole library. And read them. Study them. You, family, children. This is a real nectar. This is life. This could transform America, the world. That potency is there. These books sometimes we described as a time bomb. So if not today, well, best is read every day, but it's not a dated material like a newspaper. If you don't read it today, then tomorrow is our garbage. It's a dust bin. But Bhagavatam is eternal. So please have Prabhupada's books part of your collections, library, and study them. So we'll have a little more. There's a lot more. It's a lot more. It's not a little more. So finally they have, just I think we'll summarize. So they have gone they have reached Prabhas Kshetra, and they drank Papu Tatas Tasmin Mahapanam. Drink Mahapan. They drank. Mayerakam. Madhu. It's kind of a drink or intoxication beverage. That's the name. Mayerakam. Mareyakam. And so they have become all intoxicated and taking different. They're Kshatriya, so they always keep weapons. So they are arrows, swords, spears, lances. So with those weapons, they have started battling. And eventually as these weapons are breaking, and now then they are reaching this Eraka, you know, this something that had grown from this muscle, turned into powder, and and there is a big forest of it. So they are picking that up, and they're using that as a cane. It is pointed also at the end. So it is a full-on show, you could see. Just few you are seeing there, but this is just part of the scene. There are big numbers everywhere, all bloody scenes and breaking bones and heads and backs, and full-on battle. Then Balram, mention him. Ramaha Samudra Velayam. Balram, he sits on the bank of ocean. Do you have anything about Balram? No. Yogamasthaya Paurusham Tatyaja Lokam Manusham Sayojatmana Atmani. So he's sitting in Asan on the bank of the ocean. And he says he merged in himself. Himself, his self merged into himself. And with that, he has left the planet. Rama Niryanam Alokya Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha. And the news of even Balaram's departure has reached Krishna. Then he has become serious, more serious about his own departure. And then he goes on the bank of Saraswati. There is Pippalam, one tree, small new people tree. And Lord has his back, is leaning against. You say leaning against, the tree is there. And he is leaning against that tree. And he has his left foot on his right thigh. There's a described like that. His left foot is on the right thigh. And the reason he has chosen this people tree and his back towards people tree is the people tree represents the material world. And his back towards material world means he is going away from the material world. That's the idea. And there's a whole description of his different symbols he's holding. He has a four-handed form there. And his pitambara, silk and yellow garments, and his beautiful face, his Kaustubh Mani, Vanamala garland he has around his neck. And as he is sitting there by himself, something is, you remember that the arrowhead was made with the muscle part, the muscle that was, so the hunter, one hunter, he has entered the forest, and from a distance he saw the feet of the Lord, the left foot, which is on the right thigh, and is a pinkish, you know, the foot seen from the distance. This person thought this is animal, most probably it must be deer, and he shoots his arrow in the direction of thinking that's animal. And then, well, thinking, I got it, I got him. Kind of, he ran towards his prey. But he was surprised to find, oh no, oh, Ajanata Kritam Idam Papena Madhusudana. He's addressing, oh, unknowingly I did this. Oh, oh, Uttama Sloka Madhusudana Yashyanusmaranam Dranam Ajnana Dvanta Nashanam. He also says, my dear Lord, just by remembering you, the persons Dranam, Ajnana Dvanta, all the darkness of ignorance in that person is finished. Just by remembrance, by your remembrance, and that kind of Lord, O Madhusudan, O Uttama Slok, O I have done great wrong. Asadhum Kratam Prabho Tanmamashu Jahi Vaikuntha Papmanam Mragalubdhakam. Says, my dear Lord, you take your weapon now and you kill me. This is what I deserve. And this is the only way possibly I could become free from the sin that I have committed. These are his words here. However, Lord's response is, no, no, never mind. Don't be afraid. Ma bhair jare jare. His name is Jara. This hunter is called Jara. Tvam uttishtha. Get up, please get up. Kama isha krato hi me. Oh, you simply acted as I wished. It is I have made you act in this way? Yahi tvam madanugyata swargam sukratinam pada. Now I order you, I bless you. Please move forward, go up, go higher. Go to Vaikunth. Itya adishto bhagavata krishnena iccha sharirina. Three. Parikramyatam natva vimanena divam yayo. As he was ordered by the Lord to leave, go up to his abode. Prior to that, he does parikrama of the Lord. He circumambulates the Lord. Three parikramya, three times. Then natva, by offering his full prostrated obeisances. And by this time, vimanena, the aircraft was waiting for him. And he boards that plane. Divam yayo. And he goes to Lord's abode. He was dispatched like that. And then, now this is one more person he's going to meet. And that's Daruk. Hey, Daruk! He's called him. And he says, Gaccha dvaravatim suta gyatinam nidhanam mithaha shankarshanasya niryanam bandhubhyo bruhi maddasham. Says, you please rush. Go to Dwarka right away. Give the news to all the residents that Balaram has departed. Everyone else is long gone, and I also have followed them, and they should leave Dwarka, because when I leave, Maya Tyaktam Yadupurim Samudraha Plava Ishyati. When I leave this planet, at that moment, whole Dwarka is going to be drowned in the ocean. With that arrangement, I had borrowed that land to build my Dwarka Puri. I borrowed this land from ocean. So the time is going to be expired very soon. You better rush. Swam swam parigraham sarve adaya pitaro janaha arjunena avita sarva indraprastham gamishyatha. So everyone has to take their family, especially make sure my parents, put all of them in charge of Arjun's custody. Arjun will protect them and ask him to bring them to Indraprasth. Bring them to Indraprasth. So what a message, what a news that Daruk had to carry to all those residents of Dwarka. What could he do? Since only he had to do this duty. He also, tam parikramya namaskratya punaha punaha, he has done also parikrama. He's also offering his obeisances again and again. Tat pado sirishno upadhaya durmana, although greatly distressed within, prayayo purim, he goes to Dwarka Puri. And now, with that, this is just few more moments. Lord is going to be in this world. And as demigods know, they have come back again, assembled. Atha tatra agamat, they have come. Brahma bhavanya samam bhavaha. Bhav has come, Bhavani has come. Or Bhav has come with Bhavani. Shiva has come with Shivani. Mahendra, Pramukha, Deva. They all have come. Drastukama Bhagavato Niryanam Paramotsukaha. They must see, they have to be there as Lord departs. And they're also having celebration, chanting his glories, thanking him. Pushpa Varshani, they're off showering flowers. The Apsaras are dancing, Gandharvas are singing. Each one is exhibiting their own art. Lokabhiramam svatanum dhyana dharana dhyana mangalam. Now Lord, as Balram had sat, now Lord is sitting in dhyanavastha, in lotus posture, and sanyoja atmani chatmanam padmanetre nyamilayat. And well, this is it. The final act of the Lord is he closes his eyes, not with the hands. He closed his eyes and never to be opened again in this world. Dhamma, dhamma, vishatsvakam. And with that, he returned to his abode. So, phala shruti. So, anyone who listens to this pastime, sarva papai pramuchyate. Ya etad deva devasya vishno karmani janmacha kirtayet shraddhaya martya sarva papai pramuchyate. So anyone who listens to Lord's appearance and his activities, including his activity, this final act of his departure, one who describes and one who hears shraddhaya with all faith, faithfully, sarva papai pramuchyate, that person becomes free from all the sins, the reactions of all the sins. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.